Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, sliding into the Friday 4 o'clock happy hour, right, Tom? Your happiest hour of the week?
Absolutely.
And you'll be happy to know we welcome back a fine guest. He is Batman, the vigilante of good governance. He's Matt Rothschild, our friend from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, welcome back.
Hey, Crudy and Dom, thanks for having me back on.
Thanks, Matt.
Buddy, are you feeling more optimistic about the potential of having summer this summer?
Well, I got to hand it to Joe Biden. He wasn't my pick. I was a Bernie guy like you, Crute, but I think he's doing a really good job in there. And his move on COVID has been really impressive. And this relief package that he's gotten through is amazing. I mean, it's the opposite of trickle-down economics. This is bubble-up economics. This is giving people who need the money for a change. And I think it's going to really boost the economy on a moral level. It's a huge plus being able to cut in half child poverty in America. I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment.
Of course, it didn't accomplish every progressive's wish that we raise the minimum wage. Matt, do you feel like the good outweighs what could have been or should have been? How are you feeling overall, knowing some of the progressive priorities were left out?
Well, that $15 an hour living wage was the big left out thing. And I wish it was in there. I wish, those six Democrats didn't keel over on that one. But it is what it is. I mean, those guys weren't going to vote for it. And so what were you going to do then? So Biden was kind of in a pickle there. I do think they're going to raise the minimum wage to something south of $15 an hour. I'm hoping, start at 11 or 12. That'll certainly be an improvement from 7.25, where we've been for what? The last 12 years. I mean, that's ridiculous. And index it to inflation and then try again another time when you got more of a majority. But certainly this effort on the $1.9 trillion relief package is going to have a huge impact on working people's lives.
Well, Matt, what I think is ridiculous is the fact that Wisconsin Republicans, guys like Robin Foss, a guy who received $350,000, something approaching that, in PPP socialist money to prop up his privately enriching business. So he took the money, but the Medicaid expansion money we see reported, I've seen numbers between $1.25 billion and $1.6 billion over the next 2 years. And it's an incentive, just expand Medicaid. States do the right thing, red states like Wisconsin. Read in legislative governance, and Robin Voss has held no, and guys like JFC co-chairman Mark Boren call it welfare. Don't want to expand the welfare. Then get back the rest of the Medicaid money and the other 30% of the state budget propped up by federal dollars. Man, it is illogical, and it's inhumane.
It's all that and more. It's against the wishes of the people. 80% of the people of Wisconsin want the government to take the expanded Medicaid money. I mean, this is another example of how our democracy isn't working. We've got, 83% want medical marijuana. We're not getting that. 60-some% want recreational marijuana. We're not getting that. A majority of people want to increase the minimum wage. 72% of Wisconsinites want to ban gerrymandering, and we're just not getting it. And so you got to say, what is the problem here? And the problem is money in politics. The problem is gerrymandering itself. The problem is these rigged districts where people who are in positions of power don't have to respond really to a huge chunk of their constituency. I mean, we have a representational crisis here in Wisconsin. And Voss just sits there like he's a king.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Batman, Matt Rothschild, Executive Director from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, joining us. Matt, happy Friday. Always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. The Republicans, specifically John Thune, Senator, apparently with a crew of other Republicans proposing their own idea, Matt. They want to get rid of the estate tax. Now, this is going to cost about $1.7 trillion, and half of that tax paid for by 0.1% of the highest wage earners. This is their big idea. I don't hear any of them lamenting inflation or the national debt. Matt, what are your thoughts?
You know, there's always money for wars and there's always money for the rich. I mean, that just is a basic fact of life in Washington, D.C. It's disgusting. And look at this estate tax. It's not like right now, all of us and everyone listening to your show right now would have to pay an estate tax. Only people who've got estates worth more than $11.5 million to leave to their spoiled little kids have to pay an estate tax. So who is this helping? This is helping people who've got $11.5 million in the bank or assets worth $11.5 million. That's not a lot of people. This is a tax break just for the super rich. And yeah, that's who these Republican legislators are serving. They're servants of the super rich. They're just like the maid who cleans their house.
Well, Matt, it'll only impact those who haven't, you know, done the game to put their assets in an irrevocable trust based out of the Cayman Islands to avoid taxation entirely. You know, maybe they got the money fairly quickly and they didn't have time to properly set up their tax deferred slash avoidance policies, Matt. The speech yesterday from President Biden. And what really one of the phrases that got me in contrast with the former guy, that the embrace of we the people, of self-governance, of embracing our governance and knowing that this is not, you know, something in some far off land. This is us. This is we the people. Matt, what did you think of that and how it contrasts with Republican thinking on the failures of government?
Yeah, you know, I like the speech. I like Biden when he speaks quietly, you know, when he yells at us. I don't like right. the yelling. But when he takes a quiet tone and talks in a conversational way, I think he's really effective. And he was very effective. And I thought it was very poignant when he was saluting all the people who had died from COVID and sympathizing with all the families who lost a loved one. But your point is a really important one, Dom. He was making the positive case, the affirmative case for government. Why government can play an important role in our lives. We saw the negative case with Donald Trump, how government can ruin your lives or not do anything to protect you. I mean, if we had a decent government that was handling its responsibilities properly when COVID hit, you know, we would have saved 450,000 of those 520,000 people who died, probably. Instead, we have all this toll that is just horrifying to look at. And Biden was right to say, look, we're getting on top of this and we're getting on top of the economic problems. We are here to help. I said we were here to help and we are helping. And people are going to see the help when the checks start coming, the $1,400 checks start coming. And they're seeing the help right now with the way he's hustling these vaccines into people's arms. I mean, I think he's doing a really good job on these two crucial issues.
Matt, what about H.R. 1, the good governance, the We the People bill? We know it passed the House. But is there any chance that there are 10 U.S. senators, Republicans, that would actually want good governance, would want to take some of the money out of politics, and would want to end the voter suppressive efforts of so many of their colleagues in this, you know, Republican GQP party? Matt, do you have any hope for H.R. 1?
Well, I love the fact that it passed the House. It's got incredible things in there, like banning gerrymandering, banning prison gerrymandering, letting the formerly incarcerated vote, making voting easier, making absentee voting easier, mail-in ballot easier, all the things that the Republicans in Wisconsin right now are trying to take away. So it's got incredible merit to it. In answer to your question, you know, I'm pretty skeptical. You know me, I'm kind of an idealist, but I'm a realist too. And I don't see Republicans coming around to this. And also, I don't see Democrats getting rid of the filibuster anytime soon. That's what it's going to take to pass this thing through. I hope they do try to push that filibuster through, or at least make people stand up and filibuster when they say they're filibustering, not just checking a box and going out to lunch saying I'm filibustering. What's that?
Man, I've got an idea. Here's how we message to Republicans and perhaps get a few on board. What did Ron Johnson say the other day? He's very vulnerable. He's up for re-election if he chooses to run again. Said it will be a $100 million race. A single state senatorial race. We know in Wisconsin, Joe Biden had something like $54 million to spend on his electoral campaign. And I would say, shouldn't we point out to these Republicans, you're now being outspent. You've got less at your disposal than your Democratic opponents. If we point out the grandiose spending of the Biden campaign, is there some chance we might influence some Republican that would want to unilaterally disarm?
Well, I don't think they want to unilaterally disarm, but if you point out that we should have mutual disarmament, it might make sense. I mean, that's an argument I'm making here in Wisconsin. You know, Ben Wickler has just turned into a genius for raising money for the Democratic Party, which raised a lot more than the Republican Party of Wisconsin and didn't allow money to be siphoned off for that matter either. And so, you know, I would think that that would be a compelling argument for some Republicans, but I don't expect it to be, because I think most of them, not all, there's still some decent Republicans in the legislature here in Wisconsin, but most of them are marching behind Voss and Lemieux.
Do you think we will see any sort of voting reform that both the Republicans and Tony Evers can agree on?
The only thing that I can see possibly Tony Evers voting in favor of all the bills that I've seen come down the pike right now is just having the Wisconsin Election Commission show us the minutes of their meetings within 24 hours of their meeting. That's the only really inoffensive thing that I've seen come out of the House, out of the Assembly Republicans on this issue.
Our good friend Matt Rothschild, we call him Batman. Batman, you got a few more minutes for us on the other side?
Sure, I don't mind.
Stick around. We will talk more Wisconsin politics, more good governance, more vigilantism with Matt Rothschild, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. You know, sometimes I think I use words incorrectly, Matt, but you're there to correct me.
Not going to do that.
Just let me hang myself, will you? Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. I'm going to unilaterally disarm during this commercial break.
We have seen a small increase in deaths, which is a good thing.
I have never been more excited about anything that I get to have gotten the chance to work on.
Get your words straight, Jack.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
The Devil's Advocates, because it's always 420 somewhere.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Matt Rothschild, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, joining us. Matt, thank you for sticking around. Happy 420, my friend.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, before we get to one of the main topics I wanted to get to you today, talking about boycotts, my understanding you had some testimony with regards to the People's Maps Commission talking about the gerrymander. Matt, what was your testimony and what's your expectation for this upcoming redistricting?
Well, I like the fact that Governor Evers established the People's Maps Commission. Yeah, I testified last night. It was their last public hearing in the second congressional district. They've been to all the other districts already doing these public hearings, which itself is a great thing, getting public input, maximum public input.
Now, was that invite only, Matt? Or how was that done? Because Republicans do a lot of invite onlys. I'm just curious.
No, this was not invite only.
Okay.
You signed up on the People's Maps Commission website, and they would give you a 3-minute slot. So I got my 3-minute slot last night.
And what was your takeaway? What do you hope to? What is your expectation for the administration, and as this thing goes forward, again, knowing the headwinds with a Republican legislature?
Right. Well, I wanted to stress that it should be done in sunlight, not in darkness, like they did last time in the Michael Best and Friedrich locked map room. That was outrageous. I urge them anyway, when they're drawing the maps, not to use political demographic data about how people voted in this district or that district or the other district. And my expectation is that Voss is going to throw this map in the garbage can as soon as he sees it, the People's Maps Commission map, and that he's going to rig the maps again. And that Governor Evers is going to veto him, and then it's going to go into the courts, and we'll have to see who wins that race.
Matt, what do you think about the lawsuit, Forward Law, sort of a preemptive suit to steal the lawyers away from the Republicans? Because if they're not yet being sued, they have no cause for seeking outside counsel. At least I believe that's what they're claiming through the filings. But Matt, it's a little bit of turnabout is fair play. You could see Will doing something just like this to the Democrats, couldn't you?
Well, you know, I applaud Lester Pines and Beauregard Patterson, the two lawyers at Pines Bach, who filed this lawsuit. And, you know, it was pretty neat because they were saying, look, there was no redistricting at issue yet. So why in the world are they spending money when there's no case yet? And so I'm hoping that that Voss and Voss's lawyers are going to get out lawyered on this thing, because I think if you look at it, I think there's a strong case here. They're spending our money, our taxpayer dollars. Remember, they lined up lawyers at $1 million to defend rigged maps before they've even rigged them. I mean, it's just ridiculous the way they're wasting.
It's going to work if you can get it, man.
Yeah.
Well, there I went and forced you to correct me on the air. I misrepresented the law firm as well. I quit.
Matt Rothschild, Executive Director, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Don't quit on us, Matt. You have proposed. You've been out there. I saw an article you posted in the Wisconsin Examiner today. Matt, you're down with the boycott of Uline. Want to go there, Matt? What is your motivation? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, the Uline Corporation in southern Wisconsin, owned by Richard and Elizabeth Uline, these guys are huge donors to the most right-wing groups, including the Tea Party Patriots. Richard Uline gave them $4 million over the last 5 years, one of the groups that sponsored the infamous Stop the Steal rally. If you want to support a guy like that, keep purchasing stuff from the Uline Corporation. But if you don't want to support a guy who supports fascists who are storming the Capitol and supports every right winger who's ever run for office in Wisconsin, practically, stop buying Uline products. I mean, he's given $1,600,000 to candidates in Wisconsin over the last 15 years. Walker himself got more than $300,000 from these guys. So look, know who the Uline Corporation is. It's a far right company that loves to throw its weight around in politics.
You call them fascists. We call them jovial patriots.
Matt, are you making a distinction in this? My understanding from your piece, a Northwestern alum got a little upset that there were his universities, former university, buying products from this company who, as you mentioned, supported essentially domestic terrorism. Do you make that distinction with this particular organization now versus just your run-of-the-mill, you know, supporting a Republican candidate because they want lower taxes, for example?
Well, I do think the fact that they were supporting the Tea Party Patriots who stormed the Capitol and helped sponsor that rally, that differentiates them from other corporations that I don't mind people boycotting, like Quick Trip, which is a huge supporter of right-wing candidates here in Wisconsin and was a big Walker supporter and big Trump supporter. It's hard to avoid Quick Trip, as you guys were talking about earlier this week. I know I was listening to that. But look, I don't think Quick Trip was supporting the Tea Party Patriots. So if you want to differentiate between bad and really bad, go ahead and just boycott Uline. If you want to be cleaner, don't get gas at Quick Trip either.
I promise I will not buy my condoms there.
They're not selling them there, you told me.
Wait, what? What are condoms? Man, but what about the blowback? We've talked on the show often about, the Rush Limbaugh, you know, people trying to boycott him. It essentially, unintended consequences also helps snuff out what was the beginnings of progressive radio at the time. Are you concerned about that portion of any sort of boycott?
No, I think consumers should take vote with their wallets and only spend money on companies that they think are doing okay, or at least not funding fascist stormings of the Capitol, for God's sake.
Matt Rothschild, we're not about boycotts, we're about bycotts. Support Crazy Lenny, buy some Lutema masks, and go smoke some Delta 8 like the kids do. Matt Rothschild, have a wonderful weekend. Our friend from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, he's Batman. Matt, have a great one, man. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks for joining us, Matt. Have a good weekend.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Going to take a little boycott break. Come back with more of your Friday grievances at 844-967-2789.
Hey, listen, guys. Look, I don't want to mess with no reefer addicts, okay?
Wow, that's messed up.